back at it. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
Hey.
Yo, we live in the
West Coast.
Here, man. Hey, shouts out to Tom's Jr.
Hey, man, salute to the homie Spiros over there at Tom's Jr. holding us down every week. Man, go get you a DJ Head special because I got my own little combo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
How you pull that off?
Hey, you know what? God is good.
Okay.
$2.95, you get a burger and a drink.
Cheap, right? Just like you. There we go. Cheap, just like DJ Head.
Hey, man, this podcast is brought to you by the good folks at Tom's Jr. Look for the diamond whenever you're driving through Southgate, Linwood, L.A., or Compton. If you happen to be on the east side and you want some, you know, some good food, check them out. You know what I'm saying? Real 92.3, DJ Head. We in its collaboration. And quick shout out.
Oh, shit.
And quick shout out
to
us.
Okay.
God damn it, it's our 10-year anniversary.
Yes, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you can clap it up for that.
Yeah, make some noise.
Oh, that sounds kind of weak.
Yeah, that was weak.
We can't do no drink champs.
Yeah, fuck that.
We won't do that shit no more ever again.
Ever again.
Get like two claps. Yeah. But 10 years, man, it's been a hell of a ride, hell of a journey, and we're going to have that homegrown stage popping in front of the real show.
Just announced Wood, man. Today.
Just announced.
I mean, you're not listening to it live, but whatever.
Yeah, man, it's going to be all good. But who we got on there?
We got Big Boy Music.
Shouts out.
Shout out to all the homies. I ain't going to name all
y'all.
It's too many of y'all.
They all going to be there, though.
Yeah, they all going
to be gonna there. Trust and believe. They not going to miss this opportunity.
Shout out to the homie High Tone Covina represent.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to 03 Greedo Watch represent.
I was just looking on his Snapchat or his Instagram. He is now, he said he's not charging $5,000 for features no more. He's charging $10,000 for features.
Hey.
I think this coincides with him being on the stage.
So yes.
He's upping his shit right now. Yes. So if he's looking for.
Oh, so his price went up.
He upped his price now.
He said,
if you need
it
for a show or a feature, 10 racks. You need to holler at
10 bands. So, 50. All right.
Yeah, get at him.
And then also,
G Perico,
the
man.
The homie Perico.
The homegrown homie. He wants to be known as the number one homegrown homie.
I do want
to
point out that G Perico is the second homegrown homie because he's walking around LA telling everybody he's the first
homegrown homie.
Kendrick is actually the first homegrown homie.
Very true.
Perico, you can have second. That's not a bad
look.
Second place.
Absolutely, man. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
After the homie, man. So shout out to my man G Perico. It's gonna be a crazy, crazy day. So yeah, come on out there. We'll also possibly have some last minute real show tickets if you guys.
Chuck is gonna give up his.
Nah, you the plug.
Nah.
You the one that's getting Tom Jr.'s sponsorships and shit like that.
Listen, securing the bag has nothing to do with tickets.
It's all about the plug. You are the plug.
Thank you. Well, Lupe and Sparkle gonna be out there. They're gonna have all the tickets on deck, so make sure you get at them.
Speaking of Lupe, we have to reinforce this rule because Lupe does not seem to get this thing.
We gonna talk about
you
it.
You don't have a mic right now, damn it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Lupe
is our producer.
She thinks that she is above the rule that you do not hump the help. Now Sparkle's over there laughing because she's off the grid. We're not on her right now. We gonna get back to her in a minute. But Lupe.
But no. Okay, so look, just to put things in perspective for all
do.
The people that's new to Homegrown.
As a matter of fact, this is a prerequisite for if you want to intern for Homegrown, especially if you're a young lady, your prerequisite is going to be nobody can hump you.
So Sparkle
is help.
Sparkle's our GM, and Lupe is our producer, and we absolutely, positively do not support humping the help. So.
Please.
Sparkle.
Stay away.
Sparkle was getting knocked down
she
for like
down
a
for
year, me. 2 years straight.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
She's trying to walk out the room. She's trying to walk out the room. Hopefully she's not trying to set nothing else up.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, that's not happening. So we not
shut
with that.
That down.
And shout out to the homegirl Alex.
Alex, you're not above
Alex
this
is not a shout out to Alex from Kiss FM. We gonna interrupt those dates.
I'm talking about the other Alex, the one that's in here with us right now.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody humping you either. You know what I'm
saying?
We gonna interrupt them dates. We doing all that too for Alex.
Yeah, we hating.
So just to let you know, speaking of which, check out that last podcast with Alex as well.
Hey, we got a lot of good feedback from that.
We got a lot of good feedback.
And quick shout out to all my white friends. I love y'all. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
Subscribe to the podcast too, man. If you want to check out all past shows, either on SoundCloud, iHeart Radio, iTunes, all of that, man. We Google Play, pretty much wherever you can hear podcasts, we are there. Just search for Homegrown Radio. We got a special guest tonight, man. Shouts out to the homie Quincy White, formerly known as Dub,
yes,
for some time, and you know he's got some.
First thing I'm asking him.
Oh yeah, you got to.
First thing I'm asking.
Got to.
Like what the fuck?
Absolutely.
So
you got to. We got to. So
yeah,
we'll talk to him in just a little bit, man. But a lot of other things happening this week. First and foremost, dude, I'm not gonna.
Don't feel bad. We both are uninformed.
Yeah, I don't feel bad, but I definitely feel out of touch. You know what I'm saying? I seen a tweet go up, followed by it going trending just last night, that rapper Lil Peep passed away at 21. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was due to a drug overdose. Not sure if it was Xannies or was it Percocet? What was it?
Xanax.
Okay, so it's been confirmed. It's been Xanax. So
he should have listened to
allegations.
Allegedly,
that he overdosed off of some prescribed medicine. So
he should have listened to that High Tone album.
And no Xanax needed, man. Yeah. I mean, but it's. I guess it's a bigger issue. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad. He was only 21, and we see these issues come up all the time. You understand?
My thing is, I don't know Lil Peep. I have no idea who he is, uh-huh. And I don't want to disrespect him or his family or his fans none of that type of shit. I literally have no idea about Lil Peep. Yeah. So, and I don't want to front and be like, rest in peace. Like, I hate that. Like, I don't like that fake internet shit.
I don't think you can say, you don't have to be fake when you say that. But I mean, the way I kind of looked at it, I was like, damn. I was like, I'm out of touch, but it's still a sad situation nonetheless. Like, that old.
No, it's unfortunate. Like, yeah, 100% is unfortunate. And 21 is really young. Like,
think about what you was doing at 21. Like, I know for me.
I was fucking with this chick named Sherelle.
Sherelle.
Yeah, Sherelle from Compton.
She was knocking you down?
She did. She knocked me down in my, I had a Jeep. She knocked me down in the front seat of my. We got down in the front seat of my Jeep. Anyway,
that's some serious.
Yeah,
shit.
Shout out to Lil Peep.
You gotta get in the front seat.
That's fucked up.
Wow. But I mean, I guess it's just a sad situation. Like, how we go from that? To
I don't know.
Knocking down the front seat. But I guess it's a bigger issue. Like, what the hell do you think that people like this? Like, do you think this is a wake up call for people to stop doing that shit?
They ain't gonna stop doing drugs
ever. You don't think so?
No,
ever.
Kurt Cobain died from drug overdose allegedly. Pimp C allegedly died from drugs. Like, it's just every generation is gonna have their sacrificial lamb. You got Lil Wayne with his at seizures and shit. It's a problem, but I don't think it's ever gonna stop.
But the culture's changed. So, you know, obviously, you know, coke was a big thing back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, crack cocaine was a thing. You know, fucking different strands of marijuana and how they, you know what I'm saying, make that shit. That there's like super weed out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily as bad as these type of things, but, you know, you got lean, you got fucking X, which turned into Molly, and, you know, all these pills now. Now the culture is this. And what I'm saying is that, do you think this will help phase out that to go to the next whatever culture is? Because, I mean, people at this point, people are getting kind of afraid of, you know, this shit.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it's drugs is always going to be a part of the music industry. Mm-hmm. In every genre, not just hip-hop. Hip-hop usually is a lot more attention paid to it because we glorify the actual distribution of drugs.
Very true, very true.
But, you know, people die in country music. People die from drugs and rock music, all that kind of shit. But I don't think it's ever going to go anywhere. It's always going to be a problem. So, whatever.
That's crazy. Wow.
But shout out to him. And, you know, hopefully his family is good and all that.
Yeah, that sucks, though. Big up to Swiss Beats, man. Graduated from Harvard Business School. And I've been kind of looking at
that a real degree, or is that one of them honorary things?
I don't think it was honorary. I think he's been going to school for like the last 3 years.
3 years.
He's been going
okay
to school for like the last 3 years for this shit. So it's been, yeah, Masters of Business. So shouts out to Swiss.
Well,
he's been running with that.
I like when rich motherfuckers that don't need it, like, go back and get it, because it's like, damn.
There's no excuse for anybody. That's what I love about that, because now anybody that's looking at it like, oh, well, you know, if he can, not necessarily if he can do it, but it's like, well, damn, he's doing it. Like, what's my excuse?
Well, I think a lot has to do with light-skinned privilege, too.
You think so? That's how he got in the Harvard?
Yeah, Swiss Beats.
You think on his application, he's put light-skinned?
No, like, no. Swiss Beats, when he walk in the room, mm-hmm, light-skinned privilege all day.
Have to do with Harvard, though?
Cause that's how he, you know what I'm saying? He finessed some shit.
What you mean?
He finessed some shit. I'm sure it's a couple of them tests that was looking kind of janky.
So you're not giving Swiss his credit. You saying that he's not that smart?
I didn't say none of that.
You did.
I didn't say none of that.
Don't try to do that shit.
It's
the reason why he's got into Harvard Business School.
You know? No, you on some alternative fact shit right now. I didn't even.
Well, clarify, please.
I'm just saying, you know, light skinned people have different privileges than more melanated men like myself.
Okay.
And shout out to him and his degree.
That makes people smarter, though?
Listen, man, fuck that.
I'm just saying.
Fuck that and fuck you. How about that?
Need some clarification. That's all. Shouts out to Swizzy, though, man. Congratulations. It was, I think his hashtag was from the Bronx to Harvard School. From the Bronx to Harvard.
Yeah, man. And shouts I do want to talk about this because I was listening to, The Breakfast Club. Okay. And they discussed it. The Nicki Minaj situation with her brother. I heard her brother got convicted and he's looking at 25 years to life.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
She was defending him for a minute though too, right?
I mean,
or was she kind of like, hey man, that's my brother, I don't know.
She stuck by her family member, but at the same time, it kind of, at this point, he's convicted of all these different charges with a minor.
That's tough.
So it would be pretty much detrimental to her career if she to be associated with that. So I mean, what would you do? That's what I want to get to.
Staying out the way.
So but this your brother though.
I'm staying out the way. I'm dodging that bullet. I'm staying out the way. I mean, the thing is, I don't know the details of the whole.
If you had a brother,
okay,
and your brother was convicted of fucking with a minor, and is looking at 15 to life, do you publicly, and you a public figure like it's big, you a superstar, international superstar, do you put your career on the line and say I'm sticking by my brother?
Well, I would have to know the facts of it. I would have to. First of all, I
do
would
you
have to
believe
know my
you?
Brother.
Have, yeah, you have to.
I would have to know my brother, right? Let's put it in the context. If it's me and you, right?
Yeah.
And you got convicted.
I'm fucking with.
If it's you, I know your character, and I know that it could be some shit where let's just say because we see shit like this happen all the time. It could be either a text message, it can be some shit on social media, it can be anything that implicates somebody maybe knowing somebody that's underage and their relationship could be in question. Now, I would probably be, hey, man, you shouldn't have put yourself in that situation. And if you explain to me, because me, we talk off the record on some crazy shit, I know how the perception is with certain things and how what the actuality is. You say, hey, nah, my nigga, this is what happened, but of course it looks like this. I'm gonna stick by you. If you got a history of, you know, fucking with some minors, or I don't give a fuck if you was 18 and
she was
16, and you could turn 21, you fucking with somebody that's 16, 15. If you got a history of that shit and I notice, then I'm like, ah, yeesh. You know what I'm saying? Now you knocking on 30, 34. And I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just may not. Business myself at that point.
So you got to excuse yourself.
Oh yeah, I'm excusing myself. At that point. I'm leaving at that.
Oh yeah, cut your ties and
I'm
get out of
my
here.
Ties. I'm
so,
out of here.
So you saying you got to know the person's character?
I got to know their character.
So no matter who it is, it could be your mom's.
I got to know their character.
And I'm saying, if it was your mom's and you knew
that
she was
fucking up, I'm cutting myself. I can't do that.
I feel the same way.
I can't do that.
I feel the same way.
Because it's not like we can deal with this situation in private. Yeah. We did a situation in private, and it's like, hey, man, you fucked up. You need some help or whatever.
Yeah.
But in public, I can't just walk down the street with you like that no more.
Yeah.
Mom, you're going to have to, you know, go to church on your own. You know what I'm saying? Do your own thing.
So you saying, me, DJ Head, if I got a history of, let's say, ravaging white girls.
Uh-huh.
And... you know, some shit happened where, like, they brought up and it was like, oh, DJ had took advantage of this particular girl or whatever. You would believe it based on the fact that I have a history of ransacking white girls.
Yeah, what's your definition of ravaging and ransacking? Give me an example.
Let's say, you know, just dominating them intimately.
So you say you fucking the shit out of them? You saying that, I mean, that's, I don't, man, you put me in a weird situation. Yeah. I don't know.
West Coast.
I don't know, man. Have you ravaged some white women?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you saying this on the record?
I have no idea what you're
referencing. I just need to know.
Hey, let's rip Quincy. How's that for a segue?
Yeah, right. Hey, real quick, before he does come in here, I got to say, man, Dr. Dre, 2001 and Corrupt as Streets as a Mother came out 18 years ago today, man.
Yeah.
That made me feel old than a motherfucker.
You are old than a motherfucker.
I am. I was 16 when that shit came out.
Yeah, and Tomas wasn't, and he was still in his dad's sack.
No, he wasn't. Tomas was probably like 3, 4. How old were you in 99?
2.
He was 2. Damn.
Hey, hold on. When Tomas was born, you was jacking off for 2 years already.
Facts.
That's hilarious.
That is crazy, man.
That's funny as fuck.
But funny. I wanted to get into this too. So 2001, right? I was thinking about this.
2001, like the album?
Dr. Dre, 2001.
Dr. Chronic?
You know, Jay-Z wrote Still D.R.E.
Jay-Z wrote
Still D.R.E. for Dr. Dre.
That's in the credits.
Yes, and Snoop's verse. I knew he wrote Dre's verse.
He wrote Snoop's verse.
This is on Shouts to the Rap Radar podcast. They confirmed that. Steve Stout was on there and talked about that.
I'm going to look this shit
Check
up.
Check this out, though. I had an epiphany. And you know we on some West Coast shit.
I'm on some West Coast shit.
But, man, I got to give Jay that credit right there because, you know, he had an infamous line about Snoop knocking over the buildings in the New York video, right?
Yeah.
Come on, sit down, Quincy. Come on in. Right? So he knocked down the buildings in the New York video. I feel like this was his get back.
Yeah.
I feel like that was his get back. Like, at this point, now he's on record for writing one of the biggest records for Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
And Snoop. I didn't know about Dre, but I knew about Dre, but I didn't know Snoop. So I think at this point, if you could say anything, at this point, Jay has that over the West Coast.
Man, that's some bullshit.
That hurt. I'm not going to lie. As a West Coast nigga, that shit hurts because he got that shit on his credit.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now.
S. Carter is on.
No, I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now. And
you know, Quincy.
Oh, yeah, Wikipedia sure is unreliable, but.
Make sure his mic is up. You muting him.
Yo.
You got it? Say something?
Yo.
Cool.
There we go.
So, shout out to the homie Quincy White in the building right now, man. Home All right. Radio, man. Appreciate you coming on through, homie.
Quincy White in the building. Let's get the bullshit out the way.
Go ahead.
What is up with going from Titty Boy to 2 Chainz?
Officially. Officially, man, the name change. Man.
I mean, y'all been on me for how long?
What,
years. Years, right? The music has always been personal. Mm. So it's like I felt like it was a point where it was like, man, why go by alias? You know what I'm saying? I'm so transparent, so authentic, so like of an open book. Like, let me just be me. And like, especially once I start getting known, I'd rather be known as my real name, you know, so that I can carry on through my family, my daughter, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Legacy. Legacy,
exactly.
So, but my thing is this, because we know you for a minute, man. I always felt like your music was open. I always felt like you gave your heartfelt and soul to this shit. So what's the difference now between being personal, this go around with Quincy White versus being personal as Dub?
I think it's like, when I say personal, I think it's more in like in my real life, you know what I'm saying? I had to dig back in my roots because like as Dub, I was like my last couple of projects, I was like kind of alienating myself from my hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm known to be from Anthony's Park, but like I wasn't really like pushing it to the forefront, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to be labeled as a gangbang rapper or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, man, let me embrace where I'm from, and the way I talk, I'm not going to be looked at as a gangbang rapper anyway. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm from over there, they just know I'm one of them dudes that's more intellectual, you know what I'm saying, and really know about what I should really be doing, you know what I'm saying?
The thing about you, though, is you always, ever since I've known you, like, I don't even know how many years I've known you, but you always done your own thing. Like, you always marched to the beat of your own drum. You didn't really give a fuck what nobody else is doing. You always doing you anyway. So I feel like most of the time, like, in those situations, when you genuinely authentic to who you are, you make the name. Right. Like, the name don't make you. You make the name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like I said, man, like, I mean, Dub was just too... It was just too general of a name. It was sometimes I was calling people that had new phones and like, hey, yo, who is this? I might be like, Dub. They were like, which Dub? You know, because, you know, Dub is a street name. You know, that's my hood name.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they like, I'm like, I got to be like Dub from Athens.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, Quincy White. Like, ain't no other Quincy White. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I had to.
Now, who gave you that name, Quincy White?
My mama.
Are you named after anybody in your, like, a great grandfather or?
Nah, nobody is named Quincy White. No, my dad's name was Roosevelt Quentin White. So I don't know if the Quincy
definitely come from that.
Yeah. So
the reason why I asked you that, I was just having this conversation. It's funny that you said that about how vain parents are. They always want to be attached to some shit. Right, like, just right. Let me have my own fucking name. Right. Because right. I'm named after my dad.
I'm named after my dad.
He named after his dad. Like, goddamn. Yo, like, give me my own identity.
So you a junior?
Yeah, I'm a second.
I'm a junior. See, he had money, so he's a second. I'm a junior. I was broke.
That's
I'm
some royal shit.
Yeah.
Y'all hate on my legacy.
Yeah.
But nah, you that's some real shit because my mom's name is Vera, right? And my mom told me, she's like, if you was a girl, my dad was going to want to name you Shavira.
That's what I'm like, saying. That's that bullshit.
Come on. Like, yeah, like the combination of both their names. I'm like, damn, I'm so glad.
You say your dad was Roosevelt Quentin?
Yeah, Quentin. Yeah.
Quinn. See, that's what I'm saying. That definitely came from that. You got the remainder. So it was like carry the one. Let me get that. It's like when you have to check out and you see the Snickers and you didn't come in the store for that. Like, let me get that.
Let me get that. That's how you got your name.
Yeah. Now you took some time off though, man. So I mean, talk about that. Why was it important for you not only to get back, but what was the break for in your own explanation? You know, why you
in your own words.
I mean, if y'all know, I always take like a year off between projects,
right?
You know, and that'd be the
rich
time.
Rich nigga shit.
Nah. That'd be the time where I'm actually working on the project. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them artists where I just keep dropping back to back because I really be digging deep in my projects to go back and tell them stories, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
but you know what? It felt longer this go round for whatever reason. Even
because you know why? Because I wasn't on social media. I didn't tweet.
Oh,
I didn't post a picture.
So was that hard?
Find you.
It was very hard. Yeah. Bro.
You always got some shit to say to you.
Yeah. Not because like I'm like a social media head and I always like go down my timeline. It was just like to not be on the scene, to not put out music, I felt like I was like letting whatever I had built up over the years die down.
Oh man, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I had to at the same time I had to still pay attention to everything that was going on. So I felt like people that started before me was passing me up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was needed though because like I felt like I was running on a treadmill as Doug. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I hit my ceiling.
Oh,
I hit
a ceiling. Expand.
Exactly. I hit a ceiling, bro. So that was like the moment where I was like, man, something got to change. And then I prayed on it. And then I woke up. And then God was like, man, go back to Quincy White.
Yeah.
Did like, you start out as when you first started rapping?
No, you want to know my name when I first started rapping?
I don't think I heard this. What was it?
Q-Dub.
Oh my God.
So you had a little boat.
It was trash.
It was trash. That was definitely trash. I'm so
at
glad.
But I was like 14 though.
Oh, it don't matter. It was still trash.
It was trash. It was trash. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It was trash. It was Q/DUB.
At what point were you like, I'm fucking up? This ain't it.
Yeah. Then I dropped the Q, added another B, and then made the dub acronym for Determined Unique Beyond Belief.
I love that too, by the way.
And then you know, because Quincy White Q Dub. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it was trash though.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah,
I give you that.
Yeah.
But
we all fuck up.
But
you know what
I didn't even really like dub after a moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, man, I need to figure something out, and I didn't want to go another alias. Mm-hmm. That would have been whack.
That'd have been too much.
The reason why I was asking about the social media is because you are one of those people, you don't really hold your tongue. Like, you're very reserved,
right?
Where you won't volunteer your opinion about everything,
right?
But some shit that you do.
Trump just got on office and all that shit, like all kind of shit going on.
Like, you're not the person that's, your name is never in the mix of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got some shit to say, you don't hold your tongue.
No, I've always been like that, though. Like, you know, I'm very blunt. That's why I don't really, you know, voice my opinion on
too
a lot
often,
of shit because it's like, you know, you see how people treat Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, they take it as arrogance or crazy. It's just like, nah, because people be trying to put on personas and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just for the media, so they won't seem crazy or you know, the politics and all that. You know what I'm saying? So I just say what I want to say, man. It's like, fuck it. Like, if you either like it or you don't. You
That's
know
exactly
what I'm
how I feel. But I mean, I think we started out on that accord. Because the first song, I think I told you I didn't like it. I don't remember what song it was, but I always been honest with you.
Yeah.
And you always is like, all right, for sure.
Yeah, I never was like bitter about nothing.
Yeah, never.
I always came to you, you know, to ask for opinions because I know you was going to be honest.
Right.
I mean, everybody
I respect
gonna like
that,
everything.
Though.
Yeah, everybody ain't going to like everything.
Yeah.
Probably only, I don't know if you heard the seven, but.
I heard the seven.
Yeah.
We can talk about that too.
Yeah.
So I mean, talk about the process of creating that, man. What is it? First of all, what does it mean? And then,
well, the seven where it stemmed from. I'm from 127th and Broadway.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But me, you already know, it got to be deeper me.
Right.
So you know, the seven. You know, my mom, my dad, and five kids. So it was seven of us.
Oh shit, that's a lot.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it was a lot of us.
A lot of them.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And then the seven is like, you know, a lucky number, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a religious number. It's like it represents completion, right? Perfection. The seven is a lot of shit, man.
So for you, I mean, obviously the family thing, but what did you feel like you want your stamp to be with the seven? Like, you named all these things, but moving forward, did you have something that you want to make sure that people got when they heard the seven?
Just where I was from.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I just told her. It was
the
like,
area, or were you coming from like, mentally?
The area.
Got you.
The area. You know what I mean? The area. Because like I said, people would just associate 127 Broadway just like gang banging.
Right.
I would.
Hell yeah.
Right. If you're from LA, you kind of know. Like,
I mean, it is. You know,
it is what it is.
But at the end of the day, man, I just, you know, made it have deeper meaning when you really listen to the project. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is at that point.
I was telling you in the other room, man, like how I appreciate the fact that you were. I feel like you were a little more vulnerable this go around. Mm-hmm. You know, even talking about situations with, you know, with your girl, like relationship shit. You know what I'm saying? Like little things like that. I feel like in hip-hop, typically, you know, guys shy away from. You know what I'm saying? They don't really put themselves out there, but I feel like you did that this go-round. Was that something hard for you to do, like shedding the layers of not necessarily who you are, but like taking it to that next level of talking about those type of situations?
It's really not hard for me because I feel like that's what people do appreciate about me, because I'm so open. And when you speak on topics like that, you're way more relatable to regular people that are listening to you. You know what I'm saying? Because they going to the same shit. So it's like you speak on that and they're like, damn, man, that's what me and my girl going through. Or that just happened to my auntie.
Yeah.
You know, my uncle on that. You feel me? It's just like... So that's why I just always just speak my mind, because I am a regular person. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell you my life, so you're like, okay, so it's always related. And even if, like, nothing that I do is going on in your family, you still know somebody
that's going through the same shit.
And you know what I'm saying?
Real quick, before I listen to... I remember when I was trying to listen to the seven, and I text you, and I was like, yo, I was like, it's not on. He was like, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music. I'm like... Bro, I'm looking for it. And you was like, bro, it's on there. You like, he hit me back like, bro, it's there. I know. Yeah. My shit is up there.
Wait, my shit right now.
Tell everybody how to fucking spell Quincy White.
Okay, yeah. So that's what you was doing. You were spelling my name wrong. It's Q-U-I-N-C-E-Y.
E-Y.
W-H-I-T-E.
Most people put don't put the E.
Don't put the E.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, the regular, you know, the generic way to spell Quincy is C-Y.
C-Y.
Come on, man. Come on, dog. You can put the E in there.
I was driving.
The E in there, man.
Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? I was moving. I was driving.
He was like, bro, shit is not getting no numbers because it is not popping up.
I just want people to know that, because that's an honest mistake people will make. Like, because the way Spotify is intelligent. I don't know who the fuck or what the fuck they do in the Apple Music, but that shit is not intelligent to where it just finds what you mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got all this autocorrect shit, but... At Spotify, we'll find it. Man. Apple Music, you have to type shit in specifically to the letter.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now, you wasn't the first person that told me that.
Real shit.
I was like, man, I can't find it. And then I have to send them the link so they can push it and go straight to it.
Go straight to it.
And then every time people be hitting me, too, like, hey, Quincy. And I'd be like, bro, it's E-Y. You know, like, I really correct everybody because I know it seems
kind of
like...
It's going to take time.
It seems like petty.
Yeah.
No,
but it's like.
True.
That's but you know what I'm saying?
People put an A in my name. Right. They be like H-E-A-D.
That's whack. Right.
But it just take time to build it and make sure that people know this is the correct way to do it. You know, that's why I did that.
And that
comes
with notoriety, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I know, you know, it's new for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because people, I didn't went on interviews, even on this press run, and people slipped and said, duh. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, my bad. Quincy White, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's cool, you know. If y'all knew me for years, it's like, it's just second nature, you know what I'm saying? But, time, like you said.
We were talking about just things about how shit resonates. Like, when I was listening to it, one thing that you said, I forgot what track it was, but you mentioned how you overthink.
Yeah, you know it was a mirror.
So, and basically, you're looking in the mirror, and you're the one to blame. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I fuck with that.
That song is good.
I fuck with that message, too, because I feel like that's the problem, the mentality for a lot of people. I don't care what situation you're going through. You know what I'm saying? You got to take responsibility, take ownership. And, I mean, not overthink, but really look at yourself in the mirror and say, look, all right, whatever shit I'm going through, it's all on me. You know what I'm saying? Or to get to that next level.
Yeah, because people are, like, always, you know, blame point other people. But like they said, you know, what's the saying? Like, if you stand in the mirror and you point the finger, it's going to point back, right at, back you. At you.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
If you point at somebody, you got three fingers pointing right back at you.
Real shit.
Right. So, yeah, I mean.
Go ahead.
I do want to point out that I like Mirror. My shit on your album is Window Pane. I like that fucking song. And the thing is, like, normally when I like a song, I'll make a big deal and hit somebody about it, like, hey, this shit is hard. But it was one of them songs that got me, and I just kept listening to that one. Like, I listened to the whole project beginning to end. Then I kept going back to that one. Like, I listened to that shit like at least 3 or 4 times. Yeah. And I'm listening to it, and then what you're saying, I feel like this is one of the first songs you recorded off this project, or one of the last?
It was one of the first. Yeah.
I feel like when you wrote it, you were in a, because the album's cohesive.
Right.
But Windowpane, I heard something different in your voice. Like, it was more like, it was kind of like you was, it, instead of like, you know how when you get in the booth and you, rappers rap, it was more like you was literally sitting there on, like, at the window and rapping.
Yeah, it was a more reflective record. So like, I couldn't really like rap aggressively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it was like me telling a story. Like, it was like me being a narrator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it was like
a laid back,
you know, like I was talking pretty much.
It was just I just thought that, I was like, this must be like, it just took me to a different place than the rest of the project. The rest of the project is cool, but in the Los Angeles Times, it's crazy too. That's kind of crazy.
You're
talking crazy.
Real cinematic.
But that song specifically, I want people to check out, because I think that could be like a staple song on this project as far as conceptually, like a dope visual or like whatever it is.
It's going to take a lot of money to shoot that visual.
Put it out there the right way.
That's like a movie, you know what I'm saying?
So. And I do want to point out, now I'm not going to say the name and all that, because I done got in trouble and shit, but the freestyle you did recently was hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not going to go into all of the,
oh, shit,
the other bullshit in the politics. The freestyle you recently did that I watched was hard.
He did what?
He's laughing like,
okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Well, he did one on Sway.
Hey.
He did one on Sway, but the other one.
No, not the Sway one.
Not the Sway one.
The one in L.A.
Yeah.
The freestyle he did in L.A. was hard.
That leaked online?
Yeah. You stupid.
It kind of sound like, you know, it spelled like Lakers.
Right. That's it.
All that. But okay. Fuck all that. That freestyle was hard.
Man,
I just wanted to tell you, I want to give you props on that, because that was one of the first things I saw from this new batch of shit that you got, and I was like, woo! I did that. I'm sitting by my, you know how when you sit by yourself, I ain't gonna lie to you, I was on some DMX shit on the way up here, because DMX just came up to the station. Anyway, look, I'm 2 times in the last 7 days I've done that by myself. Okay, I'm on my way here, and DMX is, I'm listening to What These Bitches Want, and DMX is going. I'm like, woo! The other time when I was watching your motherfucking freestyle, I'm watching that motherfucker by myself in the room. I'm like, woo, he going. So yeah, I promised it on that. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
talk about this situation you got with Sway, man. I mean, the partnerships you got with him, and moving out, you know, obviously this go around shit.
What about it?
People may or may not know. Is it a situation? Are you signed? Is it a partnership? Like, what's the whole
situation?
It's
a part. Well, signed. It's like a partnership. It's a. It was pretty much like a production situation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? With Sway and Kelly Jackson.
Dope.
Over there. They really just believe in me. You know what I mean? Like, I was coming up to the show a lot. And then, you know, I didn't really have management. I didn't, you know, have no label situation or nothing. So every time, you know, we'll get off air, he'd be like, man, how'd you even get up here, bro?
who left the door open?
Right. And, you know, Nikki Jeezy, you know, she hooked up the initial one, because I was like, you know, I knew she blogged for them at the point in time. And I was like, man, let me go rap up there. She like... And this is when she first met me through Jake and Papa.
Yeah.
And then she asked him, like, I know he rap, but could he really, really rap? Because, you know, Sway is really like...
He
want the hyenas up there. And I was like, yeah. So at the time, I think I had something on YouTube, like 100 bars or something.
Yeah.
And then I sent her that link, and she was like, oh, my God, yeah, you can rap. So she put in the word, and then they got me up there. And wow. then that's when I first did it, you know. And then, like I said, we just built every time I went. Like, so I went up there like 4 times before he actually was like, man, what's up, man? Like, who's your manager, right, blah, right. blah, you know. And then he took me out to he had did a show out here. You know, he had a broadcast out mm-hmm. here, you know, because this shit in New York. Right, so right. he had one out here. And then that's when he took me to lunch. And then, and, you know, he said, I see the same thing I seen in Eminem wow. and you.
That's when, crazy.
When that's he came up on compliment. The wake-up show with me and King yeah. Tech, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, like, to hear that. And he hear rappers yeah, all day. All
now, here's the kicker, though. This is how you know if your situation is really as tight as you think it is with Sway. Have you seen his hair?
Man, hey, listen. Hey, listen.
Go to commercial.
Hey. I made a joke about it. I was like, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen you. Like, do you sleep with that motherfucker? Like, do you take a shower with that motherfucker? I don't know, man. Like,
so you're not on the inner circle then?
Nah, his hat got his own like Twitter page, and, like Instagram, all that. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm like, he got
Sway's hat though. Doing flat tummy tea ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's funny.
Yeah, no, I don't think nobody's seen it.
Man,
though, to be
that's
honest.
Wild. So
not
so
even him.
7 tracks on it. Well, yeah, 7 tracks on here. You said not even you stupid. 7 tracks on it. What song means the most to you on this project?
I would say, you know, on a personal level, Mirror. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is Graveyard of the Pen. Because it showed like range, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like I'm singing on the first yeah. verse.
I was about to ask that was
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And actually, the thing is, I know you got
that was Papa.
I know you got
that was Jake. That was Jake or Pop.
I wanted to ask. I'm like, is that somebody else? Because I was listening to it. I didn't have it. I wasn't able to look at it. So I'm like, oh shit, he got somebody singing on it. I'm like, nah, I think that's him because I know the Nipsey record. You know what I'm saying? I know that you got more melody than people know. So right. I'm glad you mentioned that. So you're showing the range on that one as well. So yeah. That's dope, man.
Do you like? Oh, go ahead.
I mean, the reason why I did it because Pop, he always be like, bro, like
I knew
you
it.
Really can sing. Bro.
I knew I told you.
You need to sing more yeah. on your music. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was like, all right, bro.
Why were you resisting to it?
Because like I was just so rapper mode. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
You everybody prove was to everybody that you a beast.
Yeah, everybody was expecting the bars. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I felt like at a point in time, like the singing made me a little more soft.
Gotcha. But here's the thing, you know though. This is something we just talked to. We just sat down with Moneybagg Yo from Memphis.
Okay.
And he was saying the same thing because on one of his records, I forgot the name of it that I liked off of his new project.
Insecure.
It was off his new project. Federal 3 times. Shout out to him. Basically, he was experimenting with melody. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, a lot of rappers shy away from that shit. And I'm like, bro, if you can do it,
right.
you have an advantage over everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like if Ye is the best at mm-hmm. producing and rapping, mm-hmm. utilize your advantages. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, take if you have the ability to hold melody and let's say a rapper. Like Bad Luck. Bad Luck can't do that shit. Fucking do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're singing though. On some shit.
Yeah, you ain't not? Gonna hear Bad Luck singing on shit.
Happy belated birthday to Bad Luck too, by the way.
Shout out to the homie.
Happy birthday.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just for real, embrace that.
Yeah,
shit.
I had to embrace it and if you get in my car right now, like man, I'm playing Rafael Sadiq. I'm playing all
you know,
like
some grown shit.
Yeah, I'm playing singing shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So anyway. that's what I listen to on the daily. I rarely listen to rap, and when I do, it's like real old shit. Like it's funny he brought DMX up because I'm off that X right now.
Bro, I've been off X last 2 weeks.
I was listening to the How's It Going Down. It's on to the song.
Oh, man.
Is you giving me a what?
I've been off that shit. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to talk about real quick. The last time we talked to you on here on Homegrown,
yeah, okay, fast conversation.
It was I think to date was probably the most vulnerable and deepest conversation we've ever had.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was a great fucking conversation. Have you ever like thought about being that honest, just in general? Like I'm talking about like because like the conversation we had was more like it was one of the things because we homies and shit.
Right.
I don't see you doing that on Sway or I don't see that you open up to people like that.
It really you're right. It really depends on the relationship I have with the person asking the questions. Mm. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I knew y'all for years, so it was like a regular conversation I'm having outside with the homies, you know what I'm saying? So I probably would have it with Sway, you know what I'm saying? Because we have that type of relationship as well. But a lot of people don't ask me them questions to really dig deep. You know, it's just the regular questions, like, what the song mean? The album come out, okay, what's your social medias?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, like, even stuff with, like, with your family, your daughter, or your... Like,
man, you ask me, I'm gonna tell you.
Right, right. So, like, you know, like, what's been going on with that? Is everything like, because you've been on hiatus, so how's that affected fatherhood for you?
It affected a lot of things. It affected my relationship. It affected, I would say it never affects the relationship I have with my daughter because she's young and she's getting older, so she's starting to understand it. You know, now me and her mom is in different households.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, she has a different energy now because I used to come home and, you know, and it would be like all of us together. So now it's like when she come in my house, she like running around, jumping, you know, and then when she go home, she doing the same thing over there. But when I walk in her mom's house and then when I leave, she start crying or trying to pull me in the room where we all slept in. So it's very...
Like, you remember? Come on.
It's very heartbreaking. Yeah. Like, I actually went through that before I came back out because I live in Vegas right now. So, I've been living in Vegas for like 2 years. I be coming out here to do all my music shit. Like everything musically, I do it out here. So, me and her mom talked about it the other day. It was like very hard for both of us. I was like, man, damn, that really fucked me up. You know, I text her and she was like, yeah, me too. It's sad. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I wish it wasn't like this. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, me too. And then we just kept it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's something where you guys can fix the situation where you can't, or is the relationship at this point past any reconciliation? Is like, nah.
Maybe later in life, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's timing.
Yeah, it's timing. Like, you know, because she young. You know, I'm a little more seasoned. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In the relationship field. Gotcha. You know, because I'm like, I'm 4 years older than her.
You said in the album that you be fucking up.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I did some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm never blaming it on her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I did some shit. I played my part. But I feel like if it's ever, you know, going to work, probably later on down in the line.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say yeah. Right. I really just put it in God's hands.
Gotcha.
You know
what
I'm saying? If it's meant for me to be there, then I will be there. You know what I'm saying? Because my book is already written.
Yeah, very true.
You know what I'm saying? So if she's meant to, I mean, she always going to be in my life. I'm always going to love her no matter if I am with her or with somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She gave me my daughter. You know what I'm saying? But
I mean, because we've had people up here too when it comes to, you know, that situation, they're totally off. Like, I fuck with her, but
nah. Nah, I mean, because like, I'm more family oriented, man.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, I grew up with my mom.
And it feels that way, too.
Yeah, I grew up with my mom and my dad in the same household, and they argue like cats and dogs, man, and they stuck it out. But that was back in the day. They didn't really leave each other.
Nah, they thugged it out.
You know, like, I mean, it was cheating going on.
All kind of shit.
Was,
babies.
Other families.
Hell yeah.
All type of shit, but they stuck it out. I think this generation is more with the co-parenting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's because more of the social media, more of the reality TV promoting it.
Right.
You know, they'll break up easy and like, oh, we're just going to co-parent.
Exactly.
Like, come on, my nigga. Like, that's affecting the kids. You know what I'm saying?
The
they just thinking about their happiness. You know what I'm saying? Like, the parents back in the day was like, all right, we don't really fuck with each other like that. But,
right. Bro, I know my homegirl, her grandparents right now been married, she said, like 25, 30 years, and they be beefing. Like, they be full out funking.
Hey.
But they got on their own rooms in the house. They still together. They still married.
They it
but
work.
It's like, you go to your neutral corner, I go to my neutral corner. Like, they when they get home from work, they don't fuck with each other.
Yeah, I mean, because,
but they still married.
I mean,
that shit crazy.
But look at it like this, though. Like, you know, when you first meet a, like, if you're a girl, you first meet a dude. And if you're a dude, you first meet a girl. It's always like, super fun. It's, you know, it's happy.
It's honeymoon period.
Yeah, honeymoon phase. You feel me? And then once you with somebody for years, it's like, you know what, you know, it gets to a point where everything they do kind of get on your nerves.
Yeah.
Especially if y'all start beefing over little shit.
Right.
And then people don't know how to let go certain shit you did. It just, it becomes toxic.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But we're not, you know, this generation isn't strong enough to really let go. You know what I'm saying? If you forgive somebody, you got to really forgive
let
somebody.
Let that shit go.
You know, because I did some. I cheated on her, you feel me? But at the end of the day, I was like, man, you know, it was a point in time where we wasn't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming to her. Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? Oh, I'm tired. Tomorrow. So I was like, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a young nigga. Hey, I'm popular.
Like, I'm popular. Like,
I'm not ugly.
I'm on.
You feel me? So it's like,
I'm somebody. Like,
yeah. So it's like, you know, and people's like, oh, maybe, you know, it, you know, it's not just about that. It's really not. But it's like, you know, as a human, that you have needs, and you know, and it's not even just that. It's just like the affection, all that. You right. know what I'm saying? So if you don't feel, if you feel unwanted, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
you
going
to work. Because you might just start. It starts as you venting to a homegirl.
Right.
And then the homegirl, she like, oh, yeah, you're right. And, you know, all that shit. And then that's when it, you know, might get a visit. And then yeah. it can make it physical. You know what I'm saying?
For the record, look, I just want to say for the record.
I mean, not even.
No,
agreeing because I understand, like, what you.
Yeah.
I ain't agreeing because I go through the
situation. Nah, shut the fuck up. Yeah. He always trying to throw that disclaimer because he married. Yeah, do that bullshit. Yeah. His wife look, be watching this shit.
I mean,
shit.
But listen. But look, you know, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Y'all saying y'all want real answers.
No, absolutely.
No, I'm just saying, fuck him. Not you, fuck him.
Okay.
Yeah, we good. But,
so,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. So, it's like, I played my part. You know what I mean? But I'm not blaming it on her. Yeah. I did what I did. She forgave me. She stayed with me. Then, you know, we didn't work because, you know, she felt a certain way, but she didn't voice it. You know, she thought it was cool. She held it in. And then to one day, she was like, I'm good. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, you...
Like, out of nowhere. Like,
I'm out of nowhere.
Like, look, we didn't have no problems. Nothing. She just left me. And I was like, whoa, like... I thought she was just mad.
She was bottling that shit.
Yeah, I thought she was mad that day, so I hit her the next day. I'm sorry, you know, are you all right, blah, blah. You know, I don't want to be like this. No, I'm cool. I really don't want to be with you.
Wow.
You know, and then it was just like that.
It is what it is.
It was that from then. You know what I'm saying? And then I tried to make it work. She didn't want it. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, if it happens in the future, maybe.
Maybe,
you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I got to a point where I was really stressed out. So now I got to a point where I can smile again.
Right.
You know, and I was more so like, damn, you know, when you break up with somebody, you don't want nobody else to
hell
have
no.
You know, and that'd be your main demon. Like, man, I don't want her to fuck somebody
right,
or
right.
this and that. But once you get over that, it's just like, all right, she had people before me. So right. it's like, all right, whatever. Like, you know, it's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, it is what it is.
Now, here's the thing. With fatherhood, coming out of a relationship, being, this is how do you feel about. Like, I don't want to just talk specifically about the Tyrese situation, but do you know about what's going on with his shit?
Are you talking about when he was on Instagram?
Yeah, like, he doing all of this. Now, I mean, as a father, I'm not a father, he not a father yet. So, like, we both don't understand, we can't relate to that. I can't relate struggle of wanting to see your kid mm-hmm. and that not being an option or available for you. So I don't want to come off insensitive because I don't know what that's like.
Right.
But could you see yourself... like crying online, trying to figure it out, or like, I want to see my daughter.
Nah, see, the thing is,
pull up.
Wait. So what he did? Like crying? Like I do that. You feel me? But not. Like holding the selfie cam.
That's
up.
Thank you, please.
You know what I mean? Because it's like then it comes off like. Attention season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you really like push the record and start crying.
I'm gonna tell you the deeper part about that. I don't even have a problem with that, right? I got a problem with after it's uploaded, you type a status.
Oh yeah.
Literally thought about this shit.
A caption.
Not even just a caption, but a whole paragraph. Because you can go on Instagram.
Live. I would have deleted.
Somebody can snatch that, throw it up there in your vulnerable spot. Get that.
Right.
But
if it would have happened like that.
You're saying
the
same thing. Like, you clearly recorded it. And
then you push post. And then you win, wrote along.
Probably threw some hashtags in there.
A couple of hashtags.
Put that motherfucker up. Like,
add a couple motherfuckers. I need some beats.
Be vulnerable. I understand that. And as even not being a father, I understand that part of it. Like, damn, right. you want to see your daughter, but... to take it to that next step is what I don't understand. Is that something you can understand or not?
Yeah, because I don't know.
Maybe it's part of father.
We tripping.
Like I said, I can understand what you just said. Like, if he was on Instagram Live and then, like, probably somebody brought up, like, what's up with you and your baby moms? And then he started talking about it and then he started crying.
Yeah, it's different.
And then people push that record on that iPhone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And threw it up.
Yeah.
Then it's like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, man, I don't, I done cried a lot in my relationship about my daughter
she
going through or me and her, like, because I'm a regular dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a tough guy or, you know what I'm saying? So, Yeah, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't push record on that. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's just a lot of effort to show someone how you feel as opposed to actually feeling that way. Like, if I really, if I, like, it's like, it's like, just like we were just talking, me and Chuck was just talking about this at the radio station. If you, it's like, if there's a real problem with somebody where we come from, it's a problem.
Yeah, right.
It's either good or it's a problem. Yeah, it's not like, or,
yeah, it's not, no, really no in between.
So my thing is, if it's either love or it's attention.
Right.
It's not like it comes off very disingenuous.
Right.
All the antics on top of everything. You know what I'm saying? Then to come out and say, oh, like, I was on meds, or like, I feel, I don't know. It just.
So seemed, did he? So what did he say?
He like, basically, like, he they came out and said that he was on meds.
Yeah, he came out. He said he was on meds, but then he was crying like the next.
It was some more shit. So I don't know. Anyway, but I just want to know situation. As a father.
It may be some shit we was missing.
It may be some shit we don't understand. Yeah.
We just don't understand, man.
We all don't understand it.
All right, so we were talking about the project, the 7, which is available right now. Going to support that. How many do you plan to put visuals to every single song, or is it just certain ones you have ones that you want to release it to, or are you going to go a different route, maybe not release visuals? Or
well, I did kind of go a different route. I got the only music video I got out right now is Hollywood.
Right.
I have Lost Scandalous Times about to drop like within the next week or two.
Okay.
But what I did do a visual for every song, but not like a music video. I did like, you know how people drop snippets to the songs?
Yeah.
I dropped visual snippets.
Oh, word. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they're all videos.
It has a video component to each one, but just
yeah, little. Just they were small Instagram. It was like a minute Instagram clips, but they all like movie. They all movie ish. Like, gotcha. You know, the homie Yellow did them. You know.
Oh, shout out to Yellow.
Yeah, he got the red cam now.
Go
ahead and hit my nigga Yellow and, you know, get your video done.
Shout out to Yellow from Dago?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
why
shout
do
out
it that route versus create full visuals? Why give him a snippet?
Because a lot of them take a lot of resources.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And if you really know me, I don't really do a lot of visuals because I like more cinematic videos.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really against, like, high performance shot videos.
Okay.
Like super performance shot videos, I don't like it. I like more like B-roll, cinematic, acting, like all that. So I feel like if I can't shoot the video the right way, then I'd rather not shoot it.
Gotcha.
Do you see yourself as far as like, because I know that we was talking to a couple of artists like in the last 2 weeks. We talked to a lot of different people. Their new strategy is just to drop projects.
Flood the streets.
But then it's like, do you... Like, cause your shit, you take the different approach. You drop and let it breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, but do you notice? Do you think that's gonna change? Or because
I think I'm a
these motherfuckers dropping 4 projects a year.
I think because I used to do like 1 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might push it up to like 2.
Okay,
I might push it up to 2 and like leaks in between, videos in between. You know what I'm saying? Because like I'm more substance heavy.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Versus just songs, mm-hmm. quantity. So it's like, you know, I don't want to dilute my substance by putting too much music out. Because if I'm really talking about some shit, so if I put out 4 projects, it may get repetitive of what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
I got to really go through some shit.
I got to give my time. I got to give myself time to go through some shit to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't really, you know, I'm not going to say I can't, but, you know, me doing 4 projects a year, I would have to start talking about other people's life.
So when you go through, let's say, situation with your girl at the time, when you go through some shit, do you instantly get in the booth, record, or do you process?
No, like I process it. Like you said, like, I went through some shit that I probably ain't gonna talk about like till 6 months from now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I really gotta like, damn, that shit really happened, and I gotta live through life. And I'm not a dude, and I was just having this conversation because I stopped by my studio earlier in Studio City. I'm not a dude that be in the studio every day. A lot of rappers like, oh, I got to go to the studio. And if I'm not in the studio, I'm slacking.
Yeah.
Like, nah, like, I only go to the studio when I'm inspired.
Mm.
You feel me? And that's why the songs be so potent. Because, like, something has to tell me to go. Like,
right.
Oh, you got to get this off your chest. I'm not going to go and then put on a beat and force some lyrics.
Force a song. Gotcha. Yeah.
Exactly. Gotcha. So, like, when I really have something to talk about, that's when I go lock in. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha.
Do you have to have the right music to pair up with what you're going through? Let's say you're super inspired to go to the studio, but the production may not be right. Can you still get some shit out, or is it like you have to coach somebody through production?
Oh, yeah. I like to, because I, you know, I like to rap certain ways in certain pockets of the beat, so I like to get it, like, you know, done exactly the way I want it right then. And then sometimes we may go back in and change things and rearrange beats, but I have to have, it has to be close to finish, like, the beat when I'm starting.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. I'm not a dude that like to go on a skeleton track and just rap up. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be exactly where I want it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I've been for a couple of years, you know?
It works out for you.
Now, do you have any thoughts on what's going? Because you usually, like, I remember the last conversation we had when you came up here, we were talking about things that were going on. It's been a lot of shit that's been happening since then, as far as in hip hop and in the black community in general. Do you have any thoughts on, let's say, I don't want to say specific, like the Black Lives Matter, all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying in general, your message, because I remember you had, I forgot the song. You talked about it in a song before. I don't remember.
PSA.
So do you notice, how do you feel? Do you feel like things are progressing? Do you feel like we're making progress at all? Do you, since that song?
I feel like we kind of are, you know what I mean? Like, we being more vocal, you know, and being more supportive of, like, you know, things like the Kaepernick thing, you know what I'm saying? I seen other athletes do it, and then once their job, but it's like once their job got
affected,
they stopped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then certain people had different outtakes on it. They was like, you know, if he really was with that, he wouldn't have cared. You know what I'm saying? Then other people was like, whoa, that's the way he feed his family.
Right.
So that's why he stopped. You know what I'm saying? But
yes,
but think about
it's
it. But like,
hard.
It's a hard thing. But think, if you take it back to like civil rights, they didn't care about none of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, they was dying about that shit. Right.
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? They would have lost their life about that.
I agree.
You know what
I'm saying? People did lose their life.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But that was their mentality
going into it. Yeah.
So it's like, and then certain people would be like, yo, why didn't you have the same mentality? Like, when you did kneel, you be ready to lose that job.
Right.
For your people, exactly. Like, if that's really how you feel,
right.
And I
also
kinda,
you saying if you really about that life, be about it.
You already got millions of dollars. You can live off what you got.
A modest living.
You can live off what you got already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So Kaepernick kept doing it. He's still doing it, right? Or is he even playing now?
I mean, no, he's not playing.
Did anybody pick him up?
Hell no.
Nope.
So you don't think nobody gonna pick him up?
No, I said people are interested.
I don't think so.
They've been talking about, I think the last 2 weeks people were interested in.
So how long you been a free agent?
Like,
over a year.
It's been some time.
It's been a year. I think it's almost been two.
No.
Almost
and
two.
You think that's solely off of him kneeling?
Hell yeah.
All this shit stems from him using his platform to tell the world how he feel.
Right.
And I think, but see, that's what I'm saying. You start venturing into dangerous territory when you start telling people what they can and cannot say, how are you supposed to feel, how you supposed to react to shit.
I don't like that.
And
it's so crazy, like how America say, like, you know, we free and all that shit. And by him just expressing how he feel, he just lost his job.
I'm making an example. For sure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But here's
though.
The thing, though.
And then the owner talking about, what do you say, something about the inmates?
Running
and
the asylum.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he looked like a slave owner's son or something.
Yeah.
He looked like he grew up racist.
But the thing is, like, the reason why I asked you that is because we were having a conversation last week about it, and it was crazy because we were talking about Kaepernick being on the cover of GQ, and just how, like, it just seems like I'm glad, like, me and Chuck always talk about, instead of talking focusing on the negative shit, like, instead of focusing on, we still ain't getting what we are just due. We still are oppressed. It's still this. Celebrate the progress that is happening.
That's happened, right.
So I'm just trying to get your take on it. Like, do you feel like we need to still focus on, okay, this is some bullshit? Or are you like, well, I'm happy that this is happening?
I mean, a lot of people, they just, I don't know, man. It's like a lot of people are like really not gun-holed about what they say. You know what I'm saying? Like they have said, like when it's cool to say
fake ass activism,
right? Fake ass, you know, with black power shit,
fake care.
Yeah.
What y'all fake care?
No, care like, fake as fuck, fake as TC fuck. Would say.
People be posting shit like that just to seem like they know shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you really don't know a lot about that, you shouldn't even speak on it.
Say yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then like I said, people do a lot of that shit to be cool. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if it's always genuine and if you really know what you're saying, then of course voice your opinion. But if you don't, fall back. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody that really know what they be talking about is T.I.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When he be, you know, when you know, because he really go do the research.
Yeah, and he really be at the meetings. You know what I'm saying? Chance the Rapper.
Right. Chance the Rapper, J. Cole. You know what I mean? Now, so
shouts out to Chance. He was at a city hall meeting at 8 in the morning. Banging on him.
But you feel me though? Like if you really about that life, voice it.
Yeah.
But if you doing it just to get some likes under your posts or some comments or some followers. That's some fuck shit.
Man. All right, so Quincy White, at this point, right? You make the money you want to make, right? You get the accolades, you get the platform that you desire to get. What's one? What's a platform that you? What's something that you would use your platform for? What's something that, you know? Some type of thing that you either would donate money to, set up a fund for, like what are you passionate about that people may not know about?
I'm passionate about the youth. You know what I'm saying? Because when I grew up, we didn't have a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like even playing for the park leagues, it was hard for the park to get jerseys.
Oh wow!
You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand that really keeps people out the streets. Like when somebody is really in love with sports.
Yeah.
They'll bypass all the gang banging and the drug dealing and all that
shit.
They
want to play in that Friday night.
Right, you know, and then even on past the park leagues, we got the AAU leagues, you know what I'm saying? Like the travel leagues, right. You know what I'm saying? So, and those, that really costs money, you know what I'm saying? And the parents can't afford it. So it's like, and then that, and then after school programs. You know what I'm saying? The lunch programs, right. You know what I'm saying? Just everything that helps the inner city, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like when people get a lot of money, they throw it on the business side. They'll throw something in Hollywood or throw something on Melrose you know, downtown, you know, places that already got money.
Man, that's why, you know, I salute Nipsey and salute
they shit in their hood, you know what I'm saying? So I'll be, but beyond clothing, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying just programs.
Got you.
Know what I'm saying? And
curriculum.
Yeah, not to make money off of it. You know, I'm talking about like, you know, non-profit organizations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I got a homie that that model, his name is Jerron McKinley. He from the same neighborhood I'm from. He's only like 24 years old and he got a non-profit organization.
Damn.
So like he's making $40,000 a shoot, you know, modeling. And
damn.
he's paying for people's colleges at 24 years old.
Business.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
shit.
Now that's how you use your platform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how you really, like, if you really, like I said, if you really care, don't fake care, like you said. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really show. You got to really show it. So, like, that's what I'll do. I'll do more, like, to help the how I grew up, the people how I grew up, you know what I'm saying?
Quincy White Football League or something like that.
Man, football. I like what
Joe Moses does too.
Yeah, that's dope.
What he does that. He completely does it himself, like the football league, kind of like what Snoop does.
Oh, okay, that's dope. I didn't know
that. So shout out to everybody that do that type of shit.
Yeah,
like
that's
I think
dope.
That's
keeping the kids. Like I said, it's keeping the kids
keep them occupied.
Man. And then a lot of them parents, they really can't afford it, man. You know what I'm saying? So when them rappers take their own money out their pocket and pay for that, it's like it speaks volumes. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. I think, my bad. I was just going to touch on that. I was going to say boredom is one of them motherfuckers where that's what shit, you it caused problems. Chuck was making fun of me because I bought a girl a coloring book and some crayons because I told her, look, like when you get bored, fucking color. Don't fuck with me. Like don't bother me. I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like something that you get your daughter, like, man, don't bother me.
Like, this is a grown ass woman.
Color.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, a Rubik's Cube.
It's a grown ass woman.
What you need? A PlayStation? Whatever you need, just.
No.
Huh. Like,
nah, fuck that. I was laughing at the shit that went before that. He's like, what you into? Oh, you into horses? Okay, boom. You can get this horse color.
Oh yeah, whatever. It's just whatever you need. I'm just touching
a horse color.
Listen,
book,
let's
bro.
Not let's not let this distract you from the fact that we're talking about the kids. Look, the kids need shit to keep them occupied, and that's what I'm talking about. Okay,
so she a kid?
Whatever. No, yeah, right. No, hell no, 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 no,
chill,
no, no, no.
Chill, chill, chill,
yeah,
chill,
no,
chill, chill, chill.
Fuck all that. Fuck all that. But
hey, how you gonna segue out of this shit,
nigga? Quincy White, everybody. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, nigga. That's how we gonna get out this motherfucker. What you mean?
Before we fall out though, Quincy.
Shit, what you talking about? I get out of some shit real fast.
Before we,
you know what I'm saying?
We always ask this one thing. You want to make sure before the year ends. Obviously, we're close to the year ending, but we can extend this to a full year. So fast forward a year from now, what's one thing you want to make sure you got to check off your list? The album's out. I mean, it can be music related. It can be family related. It can be personal, whatever. What's one thing you got to check off your goals list or want to make sure that you do for the year ends?
I got to either get on a tour or have a tour, bro. Like, I've never toured with anybody.
I'm going to tell you some real shit.
Opening up or nothing.
It just seemed like you so laid back that your show would seem like it would be like, fuck, is he going to move? Like watching, like are you? Because I've only seen you perform twice, I think, total. And like, tell, like, what can I expect going to a Quincy White show? I know what a Dub show is like.
Yeah.
What's a Quincy White show like at this point?
You know what's so crazy? I haven't even had a show yet.
That's what I'm saying. What can people look forward to?
You see, like, I'm like reserved. I'm laid back, right? Mm-hmm. Do I seem this way when I rap? Like when I did the freestyle you're talking about. I seem like an animal, right?
Yeah.
That's the same shit. It's like it's a different switch. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm this way as a person, but you know, when I step into my place of work, it's time to work. I'm trying to kill everybody.
Got you.
You know what I'm
saying? Not kill everybody, allegedly.
No, you know, not not physically kill.
You know what I'm saying? Not physically.
Yeah. Not physically kill. You know what I'm saying? Just
let the record reflect. You know what I mean?
You know, yeah. Lyrically kill the competition. You know, in the hip hop
in the realm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Quincy White. The site is QuincyWhite.com.
QuincyWhite.com. QuincyWhite.com. The Twitter is at Quincy White, same spelling, and the Instagram is I am Quincy White.
Oh, somebody got Quincy White.
Yeah, man, it's some dude with literally
squatting on it.
No, let me tell you how many followers he got.
Well, don't say that because I might have the same amount.
No,
I have insecurities about my followers.
He has six.
Oh, damn.
And zero posts. Go to it. Just Quincy White.
Oh, that's some bull. Oh,
he has six followers, bro.
Damn.
Look.
It's a white dude.
And he looked happy with his followers.
And so he looked like he in the woods.
He really is white though. What you going?
He's verified.
You know what I'm saying? His name is Quincy, and he white.
Hey, I DM'd him like nine times. Like, bro, come up off that.
That was. I think
he made it.
You fucked up.
No, he made it. And never used it.
Didn't do shit with it.
You fucked up. You're not supposed to hit him and be like, bro, like run me my. You can't be comfort. He white.
He not gonna fuck.
No, I did it. I did it in a nice way though. I was like, "Hey, bro."
What was your name when you did it?
He see. Look, if he see.
I did it as Dub when I hit him.
No,
matter of fact, I switched it. I am Quincy White at the time.
That's the wrong thing to do.
He see all that. He threatened right now.
Yeah. So. Nah, but I think he inactive though, because he never answered, he's never read, nothing. So it's like, I really think he
said, I DM'd him like, hey, I need you to grow.
And I even tried to have somebody at Instagram like snatch it, but they wasn't fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, they verified I am Quincy White, so I guess.
You got you straight, man. You good.
So they know it's the real Quincy White, I guess.
Well,
that's the real Quincy White. His name Quincy and he white.
Right.
Zoom in on that
privilege.
Shit. All right, man. We're going to grab the 7. It's available right now. Appreciate you stopping on through as always.
Man, good looking,
always
man.
Always happy for you, man. Keep on progressing in life.
Yes,
and
sir.
Keep being a beast on this microphone, bro.
Listen, before we wrap up, I want to say this because I'm petty right now. Bring us some of them freestyle shits over here. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
All right, it's on Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, Quincy White. We out.
Yeah.